Unit 4. Processes. Recording 9. An interviewer talks to the communications director of the high-speed rail link project.
You must be very pleased with the successful completion of the project.
You're right. The French built their high-speed link 13 years ago, and now we've just finished ours.
It's November 2007, and I've just made the journey from Paris to London. It took me only 2 hours and 15 minutes. How fast do the trains go?
Eurostar trains can now travel at a speed of up to 298 kilometres per hour.
That's faster than it used to be.
Yes. When the Channel Tunnel opened in 1994, trains on the English side had to use the existing rail link from Folkestone to Waterloo. The journey time then between London and Paris was 2 hours and 55 minutes. Things speeded up a bit in 2003 when Stage 1 of the high-speed link opened.
So how long has Stage 2 of the project taken?
It's taken over 11 years. Engineers have worked for more than 100 million hours, building over 60 kilometres of tunnels. The twin bore tunnels, that's two tunnels running side by side, pass under 7 miles of surface railway track.
And you used a tunnel drill like the one in this photo?
In fact, we used 7 of them. The ground under London and the South East was so hard that we wore out 6 of them.
That must have been expensive.
Yes. At a cost of £10 million each, that means we spent £70 million on tunnel drills.
I think I now understand the size of the project.
Good. Between Folkestone and London, your train has just travelled through 32 kilometres of tunnel and crossed over 150 bridges.
Thanks for all that information.